welcome to another edition of What the Fuck Happenings Here in Mendham and such was. Anyway, today's my birthday. Yuck. Yeah. Oof. They really get to stink, you know, once you're of a certain age. It's just reminding you that you're doomed. Doomed. You know, that it's right around the corner. That you're right on the edge. And any minute now, you're fucked. Ugh. So, 61 now. So I made it past the big fat round number. It's just totally unacceptable. I have no good advice except don't get old. There's nothing good about it. Yes, no advantages at all. It's just terrible. Horrible thing. All this golden age bullshit, all this stuff, oh, just a horrible lie. This whole idea of retiring when you're 65, what good is it? So your life is over. Forget about it. You know, unless you're entertained, you know, knitting or something, you know, doing some simple little thing and that's all you do and you just live for that simple little thing, then you're fucked. If you think at all, you're fucked. If you, you know, have any ambition to run a 3-minute mile or something, you're fucked. I mean, everything's, you're just fucked. So, all the propaganda from the weird little old farts, yeah, forget it. Getting old sucks. Yeah. Lots of aches and pains, lots of, you know, if you did anything in your life, any physical labor, you know, you're going to feel every hammer blow all over again. You know, it's just you're gonna live with it every night when you go to sleep. It's no, fuck it, don't do it if you can evade it. Anyway, so the subject's going to be logic and is there really any alternative? You know, do we have any other choice but to be a servant to it? And so Steve Godfrey, who seems to get an awful lot of things correct, doesn't get this right at all. And I don't really understand why, so we'll just go through some of the thought processes and try to understand what his problem is. Because, yes, I really just don't understand how he's missing what there really isn't an alternative here. No, there's no other way to look at it that's rational, you know. So unless you want to tell me you believe in a God and you think God's going to come to the rescue, well then fine. So anyway, there's always lots of these thought experiments come up. You know, there's a fat guy on a bridge and you can push him over the bridge and it stops a train and the train was going to run over 7 innocent people. And do you do it? You know, it's just a simple equation. Now, obviously, the problem with the equation is you don't know who the 7 people are, and you don't know who the fat guy is, so maybe the fat guy was going to cure cancer, and blah, 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 and so you're left with kind of an ambiguous question, which makes it a little harder to be, to have the courage of your convictions, because you just don't know the character, you know, of what you're changing. You don't know if you're doing the right or wrong thing because you're not given enough information, and so it just makes the question harder to answer. So if you're giving something simple where there's obvious equalities, right? So if I tell you ahead of time, the fat man is doing nothing else but exactly what the other 7 people are doing. The life was the same life. There's no spectacular anything. No, none of them are going to cure cancer. None of them are going to do this or that or some other spectacular thing. And none of them have a related family that's in any way going to be influenced or changed in some dramatic way where the world changes because of this decision. All you have is an untimely death of 1 shitty human or 7 shitty humans. And so if you make it that simple, then it gets a little easier to say, well, yeah, but in that case, we are just talking about untimely death, you know, so, but really it is, you know, there's not as much at stake. But if you said to pain and suffering, so, you know, that there was going to be some extra amount of pain and suffering that the 7 were going to have if you don't push the 1 guy over, well, then it makes it a lot easier, and it gets easier and easier the more I make it clear that, you know, the balance is clear and obvious. I'm trading 1 golden egg for 750,000 golden eggs. And yeah, well, I have to make the deal. Kind of a thing. The logic becomes inescapable. I'm putting a quarter in the machine and it's giving me a dollar. Well, yeah, I've got to put the quarter in the machine, don't I? It would be stupid not to. It'd be illogical not to. So the point is to come up with some kind of thought experiments that make it logically clear that there is no ambiguity in the outcomes. And so the rest of my argument is just the simple one that here, as human beings, there's no God to save the day. There's no Superman, no Batman, no Spider-Man. There's nobody here that's going to save the day but us. We are the ones stuck with the hard choices, the decisions, the responsibility. The outcome is ours to create. And we can be advocates, we can vote right, or we can vote wrong. And I don't mean that literally. Just kind of obviously, the right wing is full of loony artifacts of, whatever, the Civil War. They're really not even close to grown-ups. Anyway. All right. So, to Steve's comments. All right. If I can kill one cat today, so I made it cats just to make it kind of generic. We know that cat is cat is cat is cat. Now we can all play a game and say my cat is special, my cat can play hopscotch, my cat does this Polly thing that's just so incredibly cute, blah 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 blah. But the real truth is cat is cat is cat is cat. And you're just playing a game to pretend that some cat is much 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 more special than other cats. Sorry, Santino. It's all right to talk to dead things. It's all right to talk to your own, psychological structure. I mean, that's part of being human, is attachments and biases and prejudices. But the point is logically we can know that's all bullshit. Okay? That's not reality. All right. And that if we're going to do something real in the world, we want to be based on reality. We don't want to be based on a bunch of psychological bullshit. So again, so I stated, okay, if I can kill one cat today to prevent 453 kittens from being slaughtered tomorrow in some brutal way, I'm doing it. Right. So now he says, I'm using this analogy in some way to state that I would apply it to humans. Of course, yes, I would. I'd apply it to anything. It's just a statement, a logical statement. That if I have to be the Superman, I have to come save the day, and this is what's on the line, one versus 453,000, it just doesn't matter what the equation is, I'm doing it, whether it's for profit or to prevent loss, I have no logical choice. And if I don't do it, it's clear I am a fundamental cause of the bad event. Because I didn't prevent the bad event when it was almost cost nothing to prevent. It was almost nothing compared to the scope of the tragedy. So it's like saying there's, let's say you are Superman, okay, and there's a big giant dike that's going to break, and behind the dike, it's going, when it breaks, it's going to flood and kill a million people. And some brutal way. They'll all drown and be smashed against things and crushed and killed in horrible ways. Just horrible, horrible, horrible things going to happen. But you can't get there in time, because of your super brain, your super speed. You can't get there in time to do anything else. There's only one choice you have, is that you can pick up a yacht that has 17 people on it, and you can throw the yacht at the dike and stop it from collapsing, breaking. So you can save a million people from blah, 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 by killing. You don't have time to knock the people off or to do anything. You've got to throw it really fast, and they're done for. Okay? They're fucked. So this is your choice. You're Superman. Are you going to save the day, or are you going to sit there and have an emotional crisis? And that's really the only question to be asked, right? Are you going to emotionally play some game and pretend, oh, it's an unmakeable decision? I can't figure it out. No, the answer's clear. All right. I mean, he's thought about it logically. He has spent some time going through all the permutations. Is there anything else I can do? Is there some other choice? Blah, 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 blah. This is it. This is all he's got. He's got no that this is it. And he's got to make the decision, not 500 years from now or some other. No, he's got to make it now. He either does the right thing or he does the wrong thing. And there clearly is a right and wrong. There's clearly a logical imperative that says, yeah, pick up the yacht and throw it and save the day. So I'm just saying, if you were Superman, you would what? Just stay on your couch and say, I don't want to make any of these decisions. I don't want this responsibility. Being a hero, it's, God, it's uncomfortable. And I have to make decisions. I don't want to do that. I mean, yeah, I'm going to mock that a little bit because it's just unrealistic. There's no other choices here. This is all there is these choices. And you're saying we have some extra choice. The choice of I'll pretend I don't know anything about this. I don't have any responsibilities here. Well, that's not one of the options of the thought experiment, is you get to not make a choice. The fact is, walking away from the decision is the same as making the decision. And your decision was, I don't give a shit about logic. I don't give a shit about doing the right thing. Because that's the only way you can do the wrong thing. Well, anyway. Again, I wouldn't mind if you said, I don't have the emotional character to have even conversations about doing the right thing. Because I can't ever, 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 ever sacrifice anything for anything. I just can't do it. Just doesn't matter. I can't make any of these decisions. I'm incapable because I'm an emotional basket case or something. I'm just too emotional. So, I mean, I can make another scenario. There's a train going down the track, and some evil person's tied your girlfriend or your wife to the track. And the only way to save her is to throw a yacht at the train and knock it off the track and kill 16 people. So, to save your girlfriend, you kill 16 people. You're too emotional. You can understand your emotions. You can understand your biases. You can understand all of this stuff and you can come to a logical conclusion and say, oh shit, I don't like it, but I gotta do it. So, I mean, you can come up with all kinds of terrible scenarios. So let's change the kitten thing into humans. And I could say all you have to do is you put a 45 caliber bullet in the back of the head of some kid somewhere. So some kid's on a playground somewhere and you have to shoot him in the head. Okay, just end him that fast. He just doesn't, he's not on the playground anymore. He's there 1 second, the next second he's asleep permanently. All right, and you cure childhood leukemia. No kid ever gets leukemia ever again. Okay, no kid ever gets cancer ever again. So it's millions of children saved from horrible grief and suffering. Millions and millions. You're saying if you're God, you can't make the decision. You can't do it. Now, I could make it easy and I could pick the one child, or then I could say, I could make this tougher on you and say, you have to pick which kid goes. Or now you're going to chicken out because you have to make the decision. I mean, it's all going to be emotionally tough. Now, I can make it one step further. I can make it even more emotionally tougher. I can say, you can't kill him with a bullet. You have to rip his heart out with your bare hands. You can't strangle him. You can't do it. No, you have to actually tear his heart out with your bare hands. Oh, now it's really getting rough, right? Now, because now I have all kinds of physiological and emotional and, what, I don't even know what to call the issues. Because I'm going to have all kinds of issues with that. That's going to be so unnatural for me and so anti anything I really want to spend my time doing. I don't want to do that at all. I don't want to go anywhere near doing that. I don't even want to think about doing that. It's so ugly and harsh and brutal and nasty. It doesn't change the point. You're Superman, you're God, you're the only one that can make the decision. And you're saying, I'm going to advocate. I'm going to run away from the decision. I'm going to say logic doesn't mean anything. The truth is that it's on you. The truth is the outcome will be the outcome. You had the chance to prevent the outcome. You didn't do it. You're a fundamental integral cause of the outcome now. Now, yeah, it's not fair that you're stuck in that position. It's not fair. There's nothing fair about us having to make any decisions in our life. I don't want the obligation to go screw up a worm's life. But because I stepped on the frickin' ground. Oh, sorry about that. I don't want responsibility for making any of these decisions. It doesn't change the fact that we're making them. It doesn't change the fact that we're stuck with it. So I guess I just don't know what else you're expecting me to say, that it makes logical sense if I know this is exactly what's going to happen, that I should logically just ignore logic and say, fuck it. Just as I pointed out, if it was imposed on me, you have to go through 10,000 years of torture, okay, to prevent, many more amounts of torture happening to other people. So we'll just say a million times more torture being experienced by future beings. So by having me have 10,000 years of it, I prevent a trillion years or a billion years of it in some other group. I stated, well, what am I going to say? If that's the piece of paper thrown at me, and it's a fact, that's what's going to happen. You either sign the piece of paper and save the billion people from torture, or you don't, and they get tortured. That's it. There's no other blah 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 blah. There's no other bullshit tied to it. That's the fact. Well, as I stated, yeah, I'm gonna whine, I'm gonna bitch, I'm gonna complain. I'm going to curse, I'm going to swear, but I'm going to sign the piece of paper. What choice do I have? Do I have some fucking other choice? So you're telling me there's some other choice. I'm saying there is no other choice. You either do the right thing or you do the wrong thing. There is a right answer. You're saying, no, this answer is ambiguous and somehow evades our understanding and all that crap. No, it doesn't. That's the point of the thought experiments, is to evade all that, to make it just quite simple. There'll be this world or there'll be that world, and the truth is that you can decide. You'll have the power to make the decision, and that's what you have right now, frankly. You have a lot of power to make a decision. You're saying that if you can navigate your life and you know exactly what corners to cut and what exactly is fair and right and appropriate and all this crap. No, you don't. But you're making decisions every day that are going to affect other people. You may have murdered lots of people in your life and you just don't know it. You just don't know that because you bought the last hot dog at 7-Eleven, right? There was one left on the rack. Well, the next guy who came in was going to have a hot dog. Instead, he had a sausage because, all the hot dogs were eaten, and he choked to death on it. He had an allergic reaction. And died right there in the 7-Eleven. Every day we're doing things that will change other people's destiny. Every single day. You writing your comment changed destinies. You might influence somebody and change the direction of their life and change everything they do and fuck everything the fuck up. So every day we're making life and death decisions. So let's not pretend that if we have a conversation about the fact that there is a cruel truth to our existence. We are just robots. Our ambitions are mostly delusional bullshit. Now, some of us can make an argument that, well, yeah, we're talking and doing things that have something to do with some real conversation about real interactions with the world that'll have real results. We're not just trying to satisfy some personal ambition to jump, 5.7 inches high or something, and we're stuck at 7.6 and we want to get to 7.7, and it'll have no impact on the world and no impact on the future, no impact on anything if we get to 5.7. So certainly some people are more disposable than other people. You could make that argument that they're more integral to the future's welfare, all that kind of nonsense. But who's to say and how's to say? So I could argue that I have a physics theory that is actually real physics. Okay, it's actually the truth. And that someday, physics will have to realize this truth. Now, it can realize it through me continuing to argue it, or it can wait 100 years and realize it through somebody else. You know, those are choices to make. And I could argue that, well, it'd be better if you save the 100 years, you know, of having the wrong answer and get to the right answer. You know, things like that. So we can make arguments about whether we need to live another day. You know, whether if something took us out instantly, quickly, passively, whether that's a crisis or not. You know, there's a real question about what life is, you know, and whether it matters who's doing it. I would argue that it really doesn't matter who's doing it. It just matters what quality of life they're living in and what their impact on the world is. You know, those are all you have. All you have is how comfortable is your brain and how good is your influence on the world? What kind of a light are you reflecting? And that's about all we've got. You know, and I could argue that my personal comfort is pretty low. So not much reason to keep me around based on my personal comfort. And but I could argue that, yeah, well, I might have some utility. I actually might be an important character somehow. I might be integral to certain, you know, snowballing. So it's an open question. Well, anyway, so we've gotten through one sentence. So obviously he's arguing some counterpoint. Now, the counterpoint isn't illustrated in any way except to sit there and keep making the thought experiment into some other thought experiment. But, you know, let's play with it. So I say yes, and I can do this simple thing. I can cause a little harm today and prevent a lot of harm tomorrow. And logically, I say yes, give me that chance. Give me a chance to put a quarter in the machine, get a dollar back, I'm doing it. Give me a chance to, you know, undo some bad. Yeah, I'm doing it. And the future is just as real as the present. I mean, the present doesn't really even exist. So all there is the unchangeable past and the future. That's all there is. The present is really just part of the future, frankly, because the present is so fleeting. You have to talk about a present that's further away because this present, well, it's already the past. So, you know, there's the equation is simple. You're Superman. Do you throw the yacht at the dike? You're saying you're not going to do it. I mean, you're implying that that Superman should have some apprehension about doing the right thing. And I'm saying, yeah, there's nothing to have any apprehension about. He has to do it. It's a logical imperative. All right. Let's extrapolate that to humans, the intent of the analogy. Fine. If I can kill one person today and prevent 453,000 people from being slaughtered tomorrow in a brutal way, I'm doing it. Right. Yes. Okay. If I can legally do that, sure. I'm doing it. And frankly, I don't, you know, I like cats. I don't like people much. So it's going to be really easy, frankly. You know, it's not going to be hard for me to find a human worth doing it to, frankly. If I could choose, I'd even like that even better because there's lots of scum in the world. There's lots of humans I'm quite certain aren't doing the human race any goddamn good at all. They're just dragging them into the sewer. They're just dragging the human race into slavery. Okay. I'm doing it. This can be modeled as, if I can kill one person today because of my personal beliefs, I'm doing it. So again, you're saying that my personal beliefs are invalid some way. I'm saying logic is logic. Now, if you have no confidence that there's no God, I'm completely confident. So what am I supposed to say to you? I know there's no God. There's just us. We're the smartest thing on the airplane. The airplane's crashing, and the smartest people have to figure out there's only one parachute, and there's only three glasses of water, and, you know, 17 steak knives. This is all I have to work with, all right? And I have to figure out how to make this crash the least crashy. You know, make it the least of the disaster possible. That's my job as the smartest person on the airplane. And so I'm going to figure out how to use the steak knives and the parachutes and whatever's left, and I'm going to try to make it turn out okay or better than the worst case scenario. And that's having a brain. That's what brains are supposed to do. Now, you're saying that's personal beliefs. I'm saying that's not part of the thought experiment, first of all, okay, about whether you have a personal belief like blah, 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 blah. No, the thought experiment is there's two outcomes, okay? Nothing else. It's just two outcomes. More suffering in the world or less suffering in the world. That's it. Okay? And there's no doubt about it. It's not a personal belief that there's more suffering in the world. Okay? There's no personal belief. There's no personal belief that the one person is God or Jehovah or Jesus or whatever. There's no personal belief that the one person to be killed was vital and was going to cure cancer and do all this stuff. No, there's no bullshit like that, okay? It's just one common human versus 450,000 common humans, and it just has to be about meat grinder. I'm going to put one in a meat grinder, or I'm going to put 450,000 in a meat grinder. That's it. There's nothing else to the thought experiment. So you using this bullshit language, oh, because of my personal beliefs. That's not what it's about. This isn't about Superman's personal beliefs. It's about the fact. Here's the story. You're the cartoonist. You're writing the story. What are you going to write as the story? Superman decided it was just his personal beliefs that, when it wasn't just a personal belief, he knew it for a fact. I mean, he knew factually what was going to happen. It's Superman. He can do all these calculations. He had it all figured out. It wasn't about a personal belief. How's he gonna defend when the interviewers show up and say, "Why didn't you throw the yacht? I mean, fuck, 17 people versus a million. Why didn't you throw the fucking yacht?" Well, what's he gonna say? "Well, it was just my personal belief. I was 100% sure it was the right thing to do, but it's personal belief." What's his answer gonna be? There's no answer. So again, this is just horseshit. You don't want to play by the rules of the statement. You want to pretend there's some ambiguity. No, it's not one cat. No, it's not 453,000 kittens. No. That's all unknown. It's all that's not real. Well, that's the thought experiment, is it is real. So what are you? Well, how are you? You're just trying to evade it. You're just saying it doesn't exist as a thought experiment. It's not a real thought experiment. It isn't a model of reality, and you're saying this is what the model's going to do. Like they aren't real rats in a real maze, and there's real implications, and you have to decide what's in the best interest of the rats. Okay, you're the rat governor. You're going to decide their fate. And you can open a switch or close a switch that's going to spare a whole bunch of them pain and suffering. You have this choice. Pull the switch, don't pull the switch. And you're pretending it's not real somehow. Well, it is. That's the whole point of it, is to force you to think it's real. You understand that it's a real outcome. And what are you going to do if that ever did happen to you? In reality. Okay, shit. Well, anyway. All right, so let's go further. So again, again, that was just such a way to evade the rules of a thought experiment, or you don't play this game that the thought experiment isn't that what you have outlined as the real outcomes aren't real. No, that wasn't part of the thought experiment, that there's some other truth. That's the whole point of having the conditions. Anyway, question one. What number below 453,000 people being slaughtered tomorrow in some brutal way would be the lowest cutoff threshold where you would not act? Well, again, it's just a logical statement. So if I'm just exchanging a quarter for 26 cents, is there still some logical reason not to do it? It's a fact, okay? I put the quarter in, it comes out 26 cents. I'm in charge of the national debt, okay? Let's just make it. And the simple truth is just by flipping the paper or doing some stupid little thing, I can make $1 billion of it go away. Why wouldn't I do it? It has no other implication. It just eliminates $1 billion of debt. What's the logical statement? It's not enough. $1 billion doesn't solve the problem. Well, it's still $1 billion of free money. I'm not going to take it. And it's free in the sense of this tiny sacrifice compared to what we're talking about here in a deficit. All right. So cut off. Okay, so I answered the threshold question. No, logic is logic. I mean, obviously, Superman's going to be really unhappy when he goes home. Okay, if he threw the yacht of 16 people to save 17 people, he's going to go home. He's not going to feel, oh, gee, that was really fun. Be saving the day was really great today. Now, it's not going to be a very good victory. It's just going to be sad. I mean, I couldn't stop the 16 from dying. All I could do is save the one. Saving one is still one. Okay, so I'll feel okay about that, but it's not much of a victory. So, is that what you want me to say? Is that what you're trying to force me to say? I'm just saying the equation is the equation. You're saying there's no such thing in the real world as real losses and real profit. I'm saying there's such real things. There's real negative and there's real positive, and outcomes have real negatives and real positives, and it just doesn't matter if the difference between the positive and the negative is tiny. I still have to go with the one that produces the better result. What's my choice? Being stupid? I'll be illogical and not do what logically makes sense. That's what you're asking me to say, right? Well, I'm not going to say that because that's just illogical. Okay. All right. Question two. How many of the 453,000 not wanting you to kill one person to prevent their suffering would make you choose not to act? So he's now going to change the equation to the million people are voluntarily saying we'd like to die horribly for the people on the yacht. Yeah, no, don't bother them. Now it's okay. Kill us instead brutally. They're saying be completely illogical. And they're saying it about their neighbor. So again, that's the catch, right? I mean, even if one of the flood victims, okay, stands up and says, "Kill us instead." Well, he's saying it for all the rest of them, which would be pretty lame. So you're saying this is a realistic outcome, okay? Now, obviously, I don't have much respect for when humans stand up and say anything. So, part of my argument's going to be is most humans are retarded. All right, so they believe in gods, they have all kinds of mystical beliefs. So why should I think they're anything other than functionally incapable of logic? Right? I mean, if you believe in God, you're incapable of doing logic anymore. You do understand that, right? That belief just breaks every bit of your value equations. You can't do any logic anymore. Because you have this completely unrealistic understanding of where good and bad comes from, where what made what the purpose? Okay, you think cancer has a purpose or something? You think it's one of God's tools to teach us a lesson or something? You think it has some kind of function? So you have a completely you misunderstand everything. So then we're really just talking about retards. So if the retard says, "I don't want to eat bananas," or some kind of he protests in some way. I'm not going to pay attention to the retard. I'm going to apply my better judgment. So I don't know what to say to that. I don't think that gets to anything, okay, as a core question, asking how much contempt do I have for the intelligence of the human race? I mean, obviously, I have a tremendous, I doubt in substantially any claim written by the human race, any statement made by the human race, yes, I'm going to have some doubt that it's accurate. They can't get anything right, okay? I mean, the smartest people in the world can't do 2 plus 2 plus 2 physics. I mean, they can't get anything right. So I don't know what to tell you. I'm not going to take their opinion too seriously. And I don't think Superman would either. He'd be pretty doubtful that they're not on drugs or something. But I mean, if that's what you want to do, if you want to put it to a vote, okay, so what number less than the 17 that you're going to kill, right? So let's say there's 1,000 people who would like to be saved and 99,000 who don't want to be saved. But there's 1,000 who do. Would you ignore them? Would you kill them for the 17? Is that your plan? You'd ignore their plea for help. Please save me. So there's somebody in the future who's going to get cancer, and he's saying, please, I don't want to get cancer. And you're going to ignore him. You're going to ignore the logic of protecting that one, saving that 1,000 in an efficient, sensible manner. You're going to ignore that, okay, because 99 of them said, go ahead, torture me. In a totally unrealistic scenario, I might add. But anyway, whatever. I don't think it gets to the core of the question of whether you do what you can logically understand to be the right outcome. It's all about the outcome. You think it's something to do with the character of your love of mankind or how much you care or how much blah, blah, blah. No, it's always just outcomes. That's all there is here, are outcomes. It's not about how we make the decision or who makes the decision or any of that crap. In the end, it's just about outcomes. Good intentions are great in terms of some theme, okay? But it doesn't mean anything. It's like having some protection against crime by creating deterrence. There's nothing, you know, there's no point in punishing the guilty. It doesn't undo the crime. It doesn't make the rape go away because you punish the rapist. The idea is, though, is that if you do punish the rapist, if you do punish someone, it creates deterrence, okay? Especially if you punish the guilty, the ones who actually committed the crime. That works. And so you're paying a price, but you're still winning. And if that's the part you can't understand, well, I'm sorry. Yeah, there's nothing free here. You know, we don't get a good deal. None of this is going to be fair. None of the decisions you have to make in life are going to be fair. It's just a fact. And a lot of these decisions are going to just absolutely suck. I'm just showing you that the suck decision can go to all kinds of extremes. And what's your obligation? Again, if I put it back, let's go with 453,000 kids spared their cancer diagnosis. No cancer. All right, and I have to kill the one kid in some horrible, just disgusting manner. I'm telling you quite overtly, I'm physically, maybe, well, I have this sense that it's going to be a real problem. But I also have this sense that, well, if I'm going to think, if I'm going to sit on a bench somewhere and I'm going to think about it for an hour, I'm going to know it's all or nothing. That once I commit, I have to commit all the way. I just don't have a choice. I have to make sure I can do this. I have to make sure, yes, I can emotionally handle all this stuff. I have to go through all these equations in my head. But I do know that once I say to myself, it's all on me, okay, those 450,000 are depending on me. All right, once I put that guilt burden on me, then maybe I'm going to be strong enough to do what I have to do. I mean, look, this has come up in my own personal life. I mean, I've had to kill a few animals, you know, that were, you know, half road killed, and, you know, and I had to put them down. And it there's nothing pleasant about it. There's no, you don't walk away going, oh, gee, that I love being a hero. No, it sucks. You might be depressed enough after the event. You might be, you know, say, I can never get that image out of my head. I mean, I'm done here on Earth. I mean, I really can't play hopscotch anymore. I can't really get interested in any of this bullshit anymore because I got this horrible image in my head. I mean, lots of people go to war and they threw one of their mortars into a building and they found out it had, you know, a woman or her three kids in it, and it's got to depress the fuck out of them. You know, oh shit, this is what I've been doing? Ugh. You know, there's all kinds of grisly and horrible things that happen to people in terms of they make a decision, it turns out all wrong, and they got to live with it. Yeah, maybe you can't live with it. It's not the question. The question isn't what you can live with. The question is, are you going to do what there really isn't any other choice. You're going to obey logic. What other choice do you have? Is there some other thing you can rely on besides doing the logic and just measuring the outcomes? And one outcome is clearly better than the other outcome. And what else do you have? Do you have anything else to go on? Is there any other reason for you to say, no, those outcomes aren't real? No one's given, you aren't giving me any evidence that the outcomes aren't going to be real. So why should I say logic is useless? No, it's all I got. Anyway, I'm sorry, but this is just, your alternative is to just fail. Your alternative to say is, I'm not going to show up and go to war. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to pretend it's all going to happen okay. Everything's going to turn out okay. I can just close my eyes and go, there's no place like home. There's no place like home. No, you're in Oz and you got to play by the rules. The game is yours. It's on you. Your game. You can succeed or you can fail. All right. Does the person you choose have the right of refusal? If so, what happens if everyone refuses? So again, what's the so I start off with a kitten analogy, and now he says the kitten can refuse. I mean, what's the point? Again, you just don't want to play by any kind of sensible rule that this is the reality of our life, that every day people make these take these chances and take these risks with welfare. That's the whole point of me bringing this up, is this is what people are doing when they're rolling the procreation dice. Is there's real outcomes, realistic outcomes, there's factual outcomes, and they're just ignoring all of the ones that say this might be a complete catastrophe. And they're just paying attention to the ones that are their little deluded fantasies about how it all ends okay. When they've taken also out of the equation is, I'm not even going to imagine my child's death. I'm going to pretend they're going to be eternal and they're going to invent forever life and all that kind of stuff. I'm going to pretend away all the realistic, factual, possible outcomes. And that's the whole problem here, is that people are living their lives if this isn't the game you're in. The game you're in is it's is a very substantially us or them, me or you. That's the game we're playing. There's not some other game here. We are killing people with our gluttony every day. It's a fact. You want to pretend it's not a fact? Oh no, it's a fact. Whatever. All right, well, that was just useless. This have a right of refusal. Well, if they refuse, okay, then it's on them, isn't it? Okay, then they are saying, go ahead, torture 450,000 people so I can live free of torture, blah, 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 blah. And I'd say that person is a piece of suck. Again, what are you th again, I'm not arguing that, oh, I'm going to go to the cross and be tortured, and I'm going to sit there and just say, oh, why? I mean, such a hero. Why I'm such a hero? No, I'm going to be a little sad. I'm going to be a little emotionally in a little bit of a crisis. Okay, yeah. That's just a fact. Okay, well, I'm not saying I'm going to walk to the torture chambers this proud and blah 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 blah. Oh, maybe I would. Like I said, if I had some time to think about it and I know it's the right thing, well, maybe I'll pretend to have a good time doing it. But I'm just saying, this is just, it's not that easy to walk off the cliff. It's easy to talk about walking off the cliff, but it ain't that easy to actually do it. Okay. Anyway. Question five. If it's acceptable for you to kill another person in accordance with your personal belief. So again, he made it a personal belief, like something, it's like whether you believe this is yellow or green. Okay. Now, I'm pretty damn confident it's yellow, actually. But it could be seen as green. I can see that. Yeah, somebody could say, well, it's very light green. I could see somebody could do that. So it might be under debate. All right. Now, if push comes to shove and I got no choice and 450,000 lives are going to be dependent on me making the choice, I'm going to have to say it's yellow. Okay. That's what it looks like to me. But again, you're making this into a personal belief thing. There's no personal belief thing here. What's personal belief is there in this thought experiment? There's a machine. It's a fact. The machine, you put a quarter in, a dollar comes out. There's no personal belief involved in the thought experiment. None of it has anything to do with a personal belief. So here you've used the same dodge twice now, as if this has something to do with some other, you know, like there's some other circumstance that some other thing is going to change. Like you're not just talking about curing cancer or not curing cancer or, you know, preventing an actual event that has no other implication except there'll either will be 450,000 kids tortured or there won't be. That's the real choice. And you're saying, no, there's some other variable that has something to do with my personal beliefs. No, there's no other variable that has anything to do with any of my beliefs. There'll either be a world with 450,000 extra suffering children in it, or there won't be. That's it. There's no personal belief involved. Anyway, isn't it therefore acceptable for someone else to kill you in accordance with their beliefs? That's exactly right. But again, they have to have some sort of reason to be confident. So the point I would argue is that you can't do that logically. We don't have enough information, do we? We don't know whether I'm good or bad yet, right? Is it written in stone somewhere that we already know everything Gary's going to do in the future is going to be worthwhile and benefit humankind, or everything Gary did is in the future is going to be a huge deficit to a better outcome that would have been produced if Gary just shut the fuck up? Do you have any reason to know that for certain? Is that as clear as the yellow of this paper? Is that a belief that's as clear as the thought experiment? No, it's not. So, yeah, I can't answer the question. I'm saying that if somebody has really good reason, I mean, it's as good reason as yellow as this paper is. Okay, you can't see the yellow, but the light's not permitting you to see the true yellowness. Okay, it's being kept from you. See, if I put it back here, you can see the yellowness. The purple of the shirt. Okay. I'm just saying, if you can show me reasoning that could possibly lead to someone having those answers of knowing whether my outcome is good or bad. But clearly, if somebody could show me the diagram that just shows how I totally fail and I suck, then I'd say, sure, shoot me. Fuck yeah. Save the future from the menace that is me. Why wouldn't I say yes to that equation? So you think if somebody really showed me information that showed how, Gary, you failed dismally. You were a stupid moron. Your physics was all wrong. Everything was all wrong. You were an idiot. Okay, a really big idiot. A big mouth, obnoxious, arrogant dumbass. You don't think I'd say shoot me? I mean, yeah, of course I would. Yes, as soon as the government can load the gun and point it and blow me my brains out, certainly. If you can prove to me that my brains are garbage, shoot me. Yes, of course. I failed dismally. Yes, kill me, please. You know, I was evil. Oh, fuck, kill me. So, yeah. That fails. You know, if you're going to sit there and try to do an I gotcha on me, okay, by forcing me to make some, you know, it would have been better if you made it even, you know, tougher. You have to kill your mother to save your father, or if you kill your father to save your mother, you know, make it a real tough choice, okay? But this isn't even difficult, you know, to sit there and say, well, what if the gun is pointed at me? Well, if it's pointed at me for a damn good reason, yeah. I already told you I would volunteer, all right? If you can show me that I can save 450,000 kids from cancer, all right, from unnecessary suffering, suffering that will not exist if we act now and kill me, and you can do it that simple. You kill me, or 450,000 kids in the future have cancer that they wouldn't have had. I mean, don't have cancer they would have had. What do you, again, you think I'm a shithead and I'm not going to sign the contract? I already stated yes, I would sign the contract. I would be very grateful that everybody makes sure I sign it. Anyone who knows me or my friend that it's, make sure that I knew I'm going to kill you if you don't sign it. I mean, I want them to threaten me. I want them to extort me. I want every kind of pressure put on me to do the right thing. I don't want them to give me any way to weasel out. Oh, fuck. Well, anyway. So, towards the end here, it's reasonable to reject grandiose statements. So there's nothing grandiose. Again, I'm just trying to illustrate that we're committing lots of little murders every day with our decisions. And the whole argument of antinatalism is the people procreating are committing this murder against logic, murder against reason. They're committing a crime that will lead to this suffering. They are the cause of it, okay? And it's this little cause in the sense that they didn't think about it and they didn't understand it, and the scale is much smaller. It's just me and my little kitten. How do I extrapolate that into an implication into the future and all this kind of stuff? So because they didn't understand the implications of their actions, okay, it's a little crime because, unlike Superman, they never thought of the yacht idea. They never even considered it. So they just made it all out of their hands. I didn't have anything to do with it. All I did is have one little baby. What does that have to do with the world? That kind of bullshit. when we know that's not how the game's played. One soldier doesn't win the war. All of that kind of crap. They all have to show up. One can be vital. Okay, because he sneaks into the luggage, Hitler's luggage on a train, and he actually pops out and shoots Hitler and blah, 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 One could be really important, but they all got to show up to make it possible for that one to get there. All right, to get into the luggage. All right, anyway. I mean, there's nothing grandiose. It's just showing that you can illustrate that these decisions are made by human beings, that we can make the decisions rationally based on the fact that we did evolve. We're just bugs. We're pretty much robots. Our programming is just kind of silly. Most of us just, there's people who actually want to just dance better, and then they're happy. Oh, I danced a new step. And it's very frivolous and trivial. They have all kinds of silly ambitions and all kinds of. They're writing a story that, man, you just say, shit, I wish nobody wrote that story. It's so embarrassingly silly. Just a fact. You want to pretend that's not the truth of our existence? Well, yeah, that's the truth of our existence. We're just silly little bugs doing little silly antics. And it's just a fact that some of the bugs might save bug kind. But most of them won't. Yeah, just a fact. Okay, it's reasonable to reject grandiose statements like this if you can't or won't give defensible responses to the kinds of rudimentary questions I'm asking here. You're not asking any rudimentary questions. You're just playing a game of denial. You're going to deny the existence of modeling, okay? We shouldn't model. So we shouldn't use models. We can build a little Titanic and we could build icebergs and we can figure out, well, maybe we shouldn't sail way up there in the cold parts, and maybe we should, maybe we should, then the boat doesn't have to be unsinkable because it won't be crashing into frickin' things. I mean, there's lots of ways that we can understand the world we exist in. So this is one of the ways to understand our reality, is to model it and to create scenarios that are like the scenarios we're doing every day, except they're on a grander scale that make it that make it more obvious, that all these nickels and dimes that we're dealing with add up to billions of dollars in the real world eventually. That the little thought crimes end up being big thought crimes. And that's a truth. So this is all really important stuff, and you're saying that your counter argument, which is we shouldn't model, we shouldn't test, and we somehow should rely on some other mechanism than logic. Like there's some other way to get to the right answer than to just logically do the scales, put the numbers on the scales and say, which way does the scale go? There's some better way to do it. There's some better way to answer the question. That's the only tool we have, is what I'm saying overtly to you. There's no better tool. The I don't want to do this. That is not a tool. That that's a way of guaranteeing failure. Well, guaranteeing that you're going to fail half the time, right? Making no decision is essentially, means that, yes, you're not doing anything right and you're not doing anything wrong on purpose, but you still are doing things that will create positive and negative outcomes in the world. So you're not advancing your efficiency. Random will not make you efficient. All right. I'm asking here. These questions also show how this issue isn't as black and white as you seem to think. Well, I'm saying quite overtly, the thought experiment is quite black and white. It's quite dramatic. It's putting a quarter in and getting $1 million back, okay, or $1,000. I spend one quarter. I put a quarter in the slot. That's how much work I have to do. I put a quarter in the slot, and I get $1 million back. I'm sorry. I don't have to be a brain surgeon to figure out how to do that. So, whatever. Like I said, this guy is an anti-natalist. I don't really understand how these questions are a roadblock or getting in his way at all. So he said, at Lucas, who I guess deleted his comments, this means you kill 450,000 people to save 450,000 people. I don't know what that even means. Question two, you kill them all even if the people you're saving don't want to. Okay, I don't understand his responses. So I guess somehow he was responding to somebody who I don't see the original comment. But yeah, I'm frankly, the point is he's saying go ahead. He would take the opposite. He'd make the opposite decision. He'd show up as Superman and he'd throw a yacht with 450,000 people on it. He'd throw that at a dike to save one. You know, that's what he's arguing essentially. That makes sense to him. No, it doesn't. Let's say there's a, I don't even know how to illustrate it. There's a yacht with 450,000 people on it. They're heading for one person, and he can choose to divert the yacht or something to save the one, but it will kill the 450,000. I'm just saying this, and he'd say, I'm not going to act. Let's see. All right. So you can just substitute 453,000 people from being slaughtered tomorrow into your personal belief and think you have done anything fair in your critique. Well, again, it's the personal belief thing just doesn't have anything to do with the thought experiment. The whole point of thought experiments is to take ambiguity out of the thought experiment. Now, obviously, I can't guarantee this. I mean, I can't take all your imagination away and all the bullshit you can make up. But the point is you're basically saying these are the conditions as you know them. And the outcome is going to happen. There's going to be two destinies, the destiny where you act, the destiny where you don't act. And the point is there some logical reason that you can defend for you not to act? I don't think there is. Well, considering the only other position is to ultimately kill 453,000 for the benefit of one person, right? So that's about as simple as you can make it in terms of that's the outcome. That's what you just did. So, and again, he says right here, it's not so much a belief as a logically bound imperative. Well, it doesn't even have to be, you don't even have to say bound, right? It's just a logical imperative. Logic is imperativity, okay? It's not just the fact. All we have. We don't have any other source. So if you're telling me there's some better source of information, tell me what it is. Tell me what the better source is for knowing what to do. I'm saying that the only source that I can understand that exists on this planet is logical, okay? Is balancing on scales. Adding it up, doing the math, however you want to state that. That's the only way there is. That's the only way there is to make the decision is to do the as complete a job on your fulfilling your mathematical obligation. There is just nothing else. Okay. So something called Super Spock with Einstein's image. Mark my words, I will free you. Ooh. Sheesh. Scary. If all the decent people stop procreating, what are you left with? So again, this idea that decency is what? Genetic? No. It's not the point. And the point is a ton of decent people don't, you know, they're not decent enough to know they have obligations to their kids. How many rich people, how many people of privilege, how many people of decency have totally failed their kids because they're too interested in their own lives and their mink coats and all their other shows and they're this and they're that and having an adventure themselves? They don't really want the responsibility to build character in a human being. And that's really what we're talking about is character. You know, being able to understand that you can't take your pleasure out of somebody else's pain and all that kind of stuff. You think that's what rich people are telling their kids? No, it's not. a bunch of simpletons who don't know what a red button is, let alone possess any ability to manage nuclear facilities in order to press one. Whatever that could possibly mean. Anyway, are you going to torture something because you like the color blue? It's a great way to boil it down. Well, I'm just saying the point is that we know we're full of prejudices and we know we're full of emotional crapola. And the point is simply I'm arguing that, yeah, that's the obligation of being human is to know that you have to do the right thing in the end. And that's all there is. There's the right thing and the wrong thing, and we can see a lot of it. And when you can see it, you've got to act on it. You just have to, you know, be assured that you're, when you're acting boldly, when it's a bold act, then your confidence in your logic has to be bold also. You have to make sure you're right. Great video. Yes, they're all good videos. That's true. Job eating donuts all day. Yeah, well, okay. So I said something funny in the other video, I guess. But anyway, I'm not here to read comments. Yeah, it was just the one that I thought was worth interacting with. Like I said, it's Steve is... this comment isn't reflective of the substance of his comments in the past, so I don't really understand where his problem, you know, is with the simple statement I'm making that I'm not saying being a hero is easy. I'm not saying it's fair to obligate people to do it. But it's an obligation nonetheless. It exists. It's a fact. I can't change the facts. If somebody doesn't be a hero when they have the opportunity to be a hero, the fact is they're an asshole. Okay? I mean, when they let something bad happen that's very bad, and they could have prevented it with a tiny bad, you know, that's bad. It just is. No other way to describe it. It's a failure, okay? And to say, well, we have excuses because we're emotionally fucked up. Well, I'm just saying, yeah, no, I'm giving you enough time to think about it. That's the whole point of saying it in a video or something, or think about it as imagining it. You don't have to act immediately. You can think about it. And I'm saying, if you really think about having kids, if you really think about your kids' welfare and what the odds are that they're going to evade all the nasty things in life and everything's going to be charmed and they're not going to get cancer and they're not going to get this and none of that. And, you know, if you realistically think about it, you're sentencing your kid to some sort of real jeopardy. There's lots of negative outcomes that are quite obviously possible and right, and in some ways probable. the odds are against them. It's just a fact. In a civilized world, the odds are against them not having to get disabled and to die slowly. Those are real odds, real likelihoods. And for you to pretend when you're going in that those things aren't going to happen is totally unrealistic. And it's a denial of the truth. Now, if you understand what I'm doing from that perspective, you're understanding that, yes, sometimes logic is hard. It's unpleasant. The truth is unpleasant. It doesn't change it. Again, you're on the lifeboat. Okay, so there's a movie called Lifeboat, right? I mean, they made it more than once. Watch the movie and tell me that, what are you going to do? You have the gun, okay? You're the highest ranking officer on the lifeboat. It's on you. Now you can give the gun to somebody else and say, I don't want these decisions. Somebody else make them. Or you can accept the fact that the decisions have to be made. There is only, you know, boat sunk, you know, boat still afloat. Those are the two choices you have. Yeah. And you're pretending that they can do something else than be as fair and logical and careful as you can. That's all you have. You don't have any other way to make the decision except to be obedient to logic. What's your counter argument? Obedient to what? Doubt? Some ambiguous, I should doubt for some ambiguous reason. Somebody gave me a perfectly good contract, it spells it all out. I can see the bag of gold right on the table. There's no fraud involved here. It's a simple contract. And you're saying I doubt the contract. That's all you're saying. You're saying Superman should just doubt his own Superman figuring skills. And pretend, oh, I'm not sure that the yacht will solve the problem, and I'm not sure about any of it. So, well, I just won't make a decision because I'm not sure. That's not the scenario. That's not what was spelled out. So you're just cheating to evade. That's all that needs to be said, I suppose. I'm just saying your argument is pretty much an argument from, I just want to evade these tough statements. I want to evade tough choices. I want to evade. By pretending, okay, that nothing can be understood and nothing can be certain and nothing can be any of that crap. And that's just evasion. We have the power and we're making the future. You can pretend something else is happening, but that's what's happening. All right. Till the next time, and such. That's enough, I think.